Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Ursula, good morning to you.
Hi, Ryan.
Did you enjoy Taylor Swift singing that song?
She actually didn't sing that song.
Well, I mean, just now, I mean, singing along.
Oh, that was brilliant. Yeah, that was so good.
She didn't sing that song last night?
No, she sang mostly from her new album.
All right, okay. Was that okay? Are you okay with that?
I was okay with that. Yeah, I love her new album, so it was really good. Yeah.
So can I get a little kind of a Taylor Swift audience profile? So what age group are you?
I'm 23.
Great.
So there was kind of a mix, really. Like, there was a lot of younger people as well, like kids and that, with their parents.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of around my age too. So I think she's quite a wide audience, really. So.
And what is it about her that you love so much?
I think it's the fact that she writes her own stuff as well. So, you know, it's actually coming from her. And then, like, she is just multi-talented, yeah. Really. Like, she's really involved in the creative process behind it. And, she just doesn't get up there and sing someone else's song.
Right,
really,
so she's a writer, she's a musician, she's outrageously gorgeous, she's apparently funny and pleasant-witted, she's kind to her fans, she's particularly successful internationally. She puts on a good show. There's no end. It's lovely.
I know, yeah.
It's a very positive story, isn't it?
I know, yeah. She just seems like a really nice person as well. So really normal and that, which is good to see.
And meanwhile, back at the Three Arena last night, there you were. Where were you in terms of stage?
We were actually in the pit.
Yes.
So we were quite close. Now, we didn't go right up to the very front. We kind of stood back a bit because it was a bit mad.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But we got a good, really good view, though. And like, she was kind of all over the stage. So, she was really good.
And did you queue long to get in, or did you get in there early, or...?
So we actually had, like, special tickets for the pit, so we had to be there from 4:30. So we were allowed inside the venue, and then we were kind of queuing then until 6:15. They let us right up to the stage then, so...
And in you went, and...
And, yeah.
Did she have support act, or was she just on her own?
She did. It was Vance Joy.
Oh, yeah.
He came on just after 7:30. He was brilliant as well, and the crowd really loved him.
Lovely, so okay.
Was really good.
So that was
a
bonus. And then on comes the lady herself. And what did she open with?
Welcome to New York. So that's the first song on her new album. So, I think everyone was really excited. It was brilliant.
Okay, and what was the moment? What was the golden moment where you went, oh, this is heaven?
I'd say probably the best song was Shake It Off. That was her last one. Just everyone was going kind of nuts for that one. And the stage kind of came up and it lifted up and she was like rotating around. It was really, really good.
Yeah, she really kind of kind of changed things up a little bit. And who were you at the gig with?
My best friend, Niamh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The pair of you.
Okay. Of
And what was the atmosphere like, broadly speaking, in the venue?
It was brilliant. Like, everyone, people were dressed up. And because her mom does a thing where she goes in into the audience and she picks people to go to kind of like an after show. So people meet Taylor then and stuff. So
who goes into the audience?
Her mom.
Her mommy?
Her mommy, yeah.
Seriously, like Mrs. Swift?
There. Yeah.
Get away.
She goes in, and she just picks out people and tells them basically, oh, yeah, you can come to the after show.
And you get a picture with Taylor Swift and...
you get to meet Taylor. Apparently there's, like, pizza and food and Taylor goes around and talks to everyone and takes photos and...
Taylor Swift is the Daniel O'Donnell of the pop world. I mean, she like, you know, cup of tea turns into pizza. You know, she's just one of those people who's outrageously professional, by the sounds of it, and genuine.
Yeah, and, like, she doesn't have to do any of that. That's the thing, you know. And
of course not.
She just really, really does care about her fans, which I think is really nice.
She gets better and better. She'll be canonised by the end of the week. No question about it. So yourself and Niamh, then, you skedaddle off home, I take it, then, after the gig?
Yeah, we did, yeah. We're quite tired now this morning, but...
I can imagine, but full of the joys.
Yeah, no, it was so good. I wish I was going again tonight, but next time.
Somebody wants to know, what time should they be there for the gig tonight? Kate wants to know. What do you think?
Well, if she wants to see Vance Joy, I'd say definitely be there before 7:30.
Yeah.
And then I think Taylor came on, it was between, I think, 8:30 and 9:00 she came on, so...
And how long does she stick around till?
It was about maybe 10:30, 10:45. Like, it was quite a long show. Like, she was she played a lot, so...
So that's it's a full old concert. So there's not
She wasn't spending ages doing costume changes. Like, it was literally only a couple of seconds and she'd be back on stage again. So
does she have a bit of a chat with the crowd? A bit of Hello Ireland, Hello Dublin?
She did, yeah. She had a lot of chats with the crowd, actually, which is really good. And it just seemed so genuine as well. Like, she was saying the same old spiel everyone kind of says.
Okay. Have you seen her before performing?
Yeah, I saw her when she was here. I think it was 4 years ago on her Speak Now tour.
And how did it compare?
I thought I preferred this one, I think, but she was still brilliant the last time.
She just can't do anything wrong in your eyes, really,
not really. I'm a little bit biased now, so.
And why wouldn't you be? If you're a fan, you're a fan. So are you going to any other gigs this summer, then?
I'm going to Ed Sheeran in Croke Park next month, so.
And then that's your concert thing done.
I think that's it, at the minute, anyway.
Another extremely pleasant person as well.
Yeah, I can't wait to see.
Yeah, you'll have a ball with that. Okay, and then what are you doing for the summer? Are you students? Are you working? Or what are you?
I'm a student. So I'm in RCSI studying pharmacy.
Great.
So I'll be back there in September. So
meanwhile, are you doing a summer job or are you just scrounging?
I am. I work in Boots and Manoos at the pharmacy. So
good on you.
I'll be there. Yeah.
So if anyone wants to go in and shake it off in Boots in Maynooth today, just...
They are more than welcome.
You can get a Taylor Swift kickback when you go in and ask for Ursula and see. She'd be the one with the four refuse sack-sized bags under her eyes with exhaustion. Did you buy any merchandise, T-shirts, etc., etc.? Hugh and Cork wants to know.
I did, yeah. I bought a hoodie and I bought a T-shirt. So there's a few different T-shirts. You can get a program. She even has a blanket on sale. So I think the most expensive thing was €50. And then the program's €20. T-shirts are about €30. So
€30 for a T-shirt and then a hoodie would have been probably closer to what?
I think the hoodie was 45, I think.
Okay. Well, that's what you'd probably expect, especially because it's official merchandise and all that. It's not the Mickey Mouse stuff you'll get on the way in if you want that. But that's what you'd expect. It's all part of the experience, the concert-going experience, I think, really. All right, Ursula, you've been very good. Jeez, you're as good as any journalist we could have asked to come on and give us a review of the concert, to be honest with you. So thank you for that.
Thanks, Ryan. I'm a big fan, so thank you for having me on.
No, we're delighted to have you on. And good luck in Boots.
Thank you.
And good luck with your studies.
Visit anytime.
Yeah, I will, thank of course. You. All right, see you soon.
Bye, Ryan. Thank you.
Nessa, good morning.
Hi.
How old are you?
I'm 15.
15 years old, which means that you would probably be bang on target for Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I suppose it would be.
How excited were you about going to see her last night?
Oh my God, I was so excited.
Did you wake up about 3.5 minutes ago?
Yes, my dad rang me and said to go get the phone that Ryan Tuberty is going to be ringing to talk to me.
So I'm sorry for waking you up and all that, but we just heard, we got word from your happy dad that you went to the gig last night. So who did you go with?
My sister.
So the pair of you went along, and did you queue for hours, or how did that all work?
Yeah, we were up. We're up at my house. We're from Leitrim, so we got up at 6 o'clock and we left here at 7, and we were up in Dublin outside 3 Arena by half 10.
And
we queued the whole day.
All morning. Okay. Oh, sorry. At half 10 in the morning, obviously, to queue all day to get in to... What did you want? Did you want to be up the front, or is that the idea?
Yeah. You see, we got standing tickets and we've never stood before at a concert, so we weren't really, like, sure what to do. And, like, I'm such a huge Swiftie and my sister is as well, and we just, like, Taylor's everything, so like the chance that we get up close to her, so
you want to get right up the front. Were you wearing Swiftie gear? I mean, were you wearing hats and t-shirts and you know, did you have stuff to suggest you were major fans?
Yeah, our costume was, you know, she has two cats. I don't know if you know this, Meredith and Olivia, and she's obsessed with her two cats. Right. And one of them is called Dr. Meredith Grey off the Grey's Anatomy character. She named her that. And the other one's Detective Olivia Benson off the Law & Order SVU character.
Okay.
So basically I made two T-shirts. I just got two plain white T-shirts and put their picture on them and wrote Dr. Meredith Grey and Detective Olivia Benson and covered it all in fairy lights. And we had leggings with posters of her Bad Blood video. And then my sister had leggings with all pictures of her with loads of awards she's won. And then we had a 1989 hairband and we had cat stuffed teddies that looked like her cats on both of our shoulders. And we were all lit up and we had signs. And
now, some people might take you out and put you in a psychiatric hospital for being such rabid fans. But actually, you were enjoying the show and you got a tap on the shoulder from whom?
Well, actually what happened was my sister was feeling really unwell at the show.
Oh.
Because it was really, we were standing and it was really, really stuffy.
Yeah.
So she went to go and get some air and get some water just before the show started. And the show started anyway and she wasn't back and I was kind of panicking. I was like, oh no, what do I do? But she went off anyway and then she landed back to me and she held up her wrist and she had Loft 89 passes on her wrist.
What does that mean?
And I freaked out. But it turns out she went to the toilet and she wasn't feeling well. And on her way back, like to come back to me, she saw Andrea, Taylor Swift's mum, and she ran up. Yes, she ran up to her and she was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, like we're huge fans, blah, 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 blah. And Andrew was like, oh, do you want to go dance in front of the stage? There was like a pitch in front of the stage, really good for dancing.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, that would be amazing. Is there any way, like about Loft 89? She was like kind of pushing it.
What's Loft 89?
Loft 89 is this meet and greet Taylor does after the show.
This is where you go to get pizza and hang out with Taylor? Oh, good Lord. Okay, yeah. So go on. This is brilliant.
And my sister was like, yeah, but what about Loft 89? And she was like, well, how about dancing in front of the stage? And my sister was like, what about Loft 89? Kind of like pushing it a bit. And then Andrea turned around. She had like an assistant with her. And she was like, you know what? They look amazing. I think we should give them Loft 89
So you got up backstage?
Yeah, that was after the show. So we had the whole concert like in our standing section. And after the show, then we got to go backstage and meet Taylor Swift.
So the concert ends. What happens? They bring you. Who brings you? And how do you get up to this?
We got like a little sheet of paper that says what you have to do. So we go to the side of the stage and we all met up. Those 24 fans, I think, and we were all in like groups of friends and like I was with my sister and whatever. And just they came over and they like checked all our wristbands and then we were brought backstage. Like it was a big procedure checking our wristbands and everything. But yeah, we were brought backstage and then they brought us into this little cornered off thing with a curtain kind of thing. And there was couches and pizza and Coke and water and cookies and everything you need.
It's like a sleepover at Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're all sitting there with a pizza and a Coke and then?
Then she just walks into the room and she's like, hi guys. And everyone like starts crying and freaking out. Oh my God. I just couldn't believe she was real. I turned around to my sister and I was crying and I was like, she's an actual real person.
Oh no. That's great. What did you say to her then when she came up to you?
We were like the second group to meet her and I just kind of stood there and she was like, oh my God, your costumes are insane. And like she started petting the cat teddies on her shoulders and everything. And then we were just talking to her about our costumes and like, oh my God, I love you, I love you. And she signed two autographs for us and we got a picture with her as well.
Oh, you have to send us the picture.
I will.
Did you get a picture on your phone or was the phone out? You had to have official photographer or something, was it?
Well, we did have to have it out, but then as they went round to you, they'd tell you then to take it out kind of a thing. But if they saw you out with it beforehand, they'd like take it off you. So.
Yeah. Well, that's probably
but it is
power
on,
for the course.
It is on our phone, so.
How did you feel when you left that room?
I was just like starstruck, like it was so surreal. Like I walked out and I was like, oh my God, I just met Taylor Swift. And we met her mum and dad. They came into the room as well.
Yeah.
And they were so lovely as well. They came around and talked to all of us and took pictures with us as well. They were all just like, the three of them were the loveliest people.
Isn't it lovely that she has her mum and dad there backstage?
Yeah,
the whole
they
thing.
Were so nice.
Gosh, they've got it all sussed. It's really, really... So you probably walked home on air, did you?
We got the Lewis home then, yeah.
Yeah, slid home on a rainbow.
I was crying on the Lewis and I saw my mum. My mum was waiting outside for us and we just ran up and I was screaming and crying and I was getting weird looks on the Lewis because I was crying so much.
Everyone thought you were upset, but actually you were overjoyed.
Yeah.
Good on you. Well done. And it says a lot for your determination to say to Andrea, yeah, thanks for that offer for the pit, but we want to go to the top.
You know? I didn't realise like it was so full on of my sister to say that, but it worked. Like
it really worked. And your sister was just, you know, ducking and diving, trying to get the deal, and she did.
She's good.
Okay, so best night ever, I take it.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Do you need to go back to bed now?
I don't know. I'm quite awake now after this.
After all of this, but God Almighty, it's been exciting. It was an exciting night for you.
Yeah.
I wish I was there now. It sounded like great fun.
It was.
How tall was she?
She was really tall. I think she's like 5'11", but she was wearing massive heels as well. So she was just like, oh my God.
Yeah, she's...
But like, she's so like perfect in person. Like, it's so weird to see her. She's just... Oh.
I know you are. I can sense it. You're still on the cloud, and there's nothing wrong with being on the cloud. It's exciting and it's a happy time. So enjoy yourself and enjoy the memories. And thanks for taking our call this morning. It's really good to get that inside information. Thank you.
Thank you for talking to me.
Take care, Nessa. Lovely talking to you. See you soon. Bye.
Bye
for now.
Thank you.
You think, I don't, at the risk of being all dad like, but she really, Taylor Swift seems to be like majorly gorgeous role model for younger people. I just think that's really lovely. And the parents and the Coke, the fact it was Coke and pizza, you know, no mess and just straightforward but generous with it. I like that. That's very, very reassuring.